Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? We say so many things in business and so many things in life, but what do they mean? Sometimes we just don't really know what they mean. We just say them. And the Peter Principle is one of those. People talk about the Peter Principle. It's a really simple principle, but where did it come from? It came from a man named Lawrence J. Peter and Raymond Hall. It was published in 1969, and the book was The Peter Principle and Why Things Go Wrong. Well, how long ago was that? Years? Decades? But at the same time, it still holds true. And what the Peter Principle says quite simply is if you have an employee who is great at what they're doing, you recognize that and you promote them to manager, and they are a great manager, and you promote them to supervisor, and they're outstanding, and you promote them to district manager where they fail. Because what you did, or what someone did, was promote that person one step above their competency level. It happens all the time. We don't really think about keeping someone in a position many times because they're doing a great job. We think they can do the next job, the next responsibility. And maybe it's just not in them. Maybe it would be better to leave them right where they are. So why is this important to your business? We do the same thing in business. We use the Peter Principle, but in a different way. We have a core competency. We're really good at it. We are successful. We are profitable. And because we are profitable, we're sitting around one day and we think about, well, let's try something else. And we step outside of our core competency. And although we were great in the business we were in, we're not so great in the business that we just took on. We just don't understand it. We're not competitive. We went one step above our ability to compete and be profitable. Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't stretch out. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't try new things. Of course you should. But you absolutely need to make sure that whatever you're doing, you're not betting the whole business on it. That if it doesn't work, no problem. You just pull back. You take your losses, and life goes on, and you recover your losses because your core competency works. So if you're going to expand your business, think about how you are going to expand your business with your core competency, where you understand what needs to be done. Are you opening up another office, another city, another state? Can you add products that are comparable to your products? Be careful not to get outside of your comfort zone. That's where the profit is. Now, once we have the profit, once we're growing the business, of course it's okay to try something new. Let me repeat that. But when you do try something new, you want to make sure that you're testing it, you're going slow, you know how much money you want to invest in it, you know how much energy you want to invest in it, and that's much more important than the money. What is this going to take out of me? What is this going to take out of my people? Is this going to interfere with what I do? Is this going to be a disruption in my business? So remember, when thinking about hiring people and promoting them or thinking about your business, use the Peter Principle and don't go one step above what's possible, what's realistic, what works, what you understand. And if you do that, be prepared that this is something you can afford to risk and not hurt your business. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.